Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of a few books, guidebook series, and the most recent, The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And I'm just having a quick glance out the window at the beautiful day that exists out there. And I've got an awesome day planned for myself in Bali. Afternoon massage, exciting stuff. Enough of me. Let's turn this around to you. With the Life Masterclass podcast, I'm always looking at making it as practical as possible, practical tools, tips, strategies that you can incorporate into your life to increase your health, vitality, vibrancy, joy, fulfillment, success, and anything else that you want to add to that collection there. And each month I record a guided meditation so we can start working from the inside out. So that's on offer there. Now, this subject I'm talking about today is making me feel a little bit cringy. This is about my, I don't know what take I'm up to on this. It's been a subject I've leant into, I've wanted to talk about, but I felt uncomfortable talking about it. And, you know, there's the thing with it. It's a topic that we've been conditioned to feel uncomfortable talking about, but it's a topic that is, it applies to all of us, every single human being on the planet. And I'm just going to throw it out there, this death and dying, that's the topic of this podcast. Maybe there's some people switch it off at this point. I encourage you to stick with it, because again, it's important for us to have a relationship with the things that are inevitable in our life. So as a coach working with people, I'm always about what's the reality? What's the reality? And the distinction about this question of what's the reality, because when we ask a question, we get to see a different perspective. But it depends on where we're answering that question from. If I'm in a fear state, and I ask myself that question, what's the reality? I'm in my midbrain, limbic brain. I'm in this emotional space. Because I'm in a fear state, I'm more focused on the short term and I'm more hyper-focused on the thing in front of me. I'm essentially looking through a toilet roll at life trying to figure it out. That's what happens when I'm into fear. If I ask myself, what's the reality? And I take my attention up to frontal cortex, upper brain, frontal lobes. Like when I'm asking what's a perspective and what's a reality, at that level of mind, then I can see greater truth. And as I sit up in that place and I ask myself what the reality is about death and dying, the reality is that I am going to die at some point. The reality is my parents are likely to die at some point, most likely before I pass away or I transition. And I'm going to use the word transition because I like that word. It's inevitable that people around me, people that I may be very close to, are potentially going to pass away, transition before I do. So those are the facts. And the more we resist the facts, the more we fight against reality, the more discomfort and the more stress we experience in our life. Now, I don't have to like the feeling of someone passing away that's close to me, and it's okay for me to go through that grieving process. There's nothing wrong with that. But if I deny the possibility of that happening, then I'm fighting against reality. So I'm comfortable within and for myself with the idea of death, that I will die at some point. Average age of death, different countries, might be sort of late 70s, people live into their 80s, 90s and over 100, so that's a possibility there. So I'm open to the possibility. Then I'll buzz past the average if I take care of myself, so if I do certain things. But I know regardless of what I do, at some point that may happen and my life might be cut short for whatever reason. Something might happen that causes me to transition earlier than my 100, you know, year mark that I'm aiming for. So what does that tell me, and what can I use as a result of experiencing and being open to that reality? If we look at some traditional teachings, and for me, you know, background-wise, I've been living in Asia about 15 years now, For about 20 years, I've been reading about Eastern philosophies, whether that's Hinduism, whether that's Buddhism and different forms of Buddhism, whether that's yogic traditional teachings, whether that's Zen Buddhist teachings. And, you know, I like the martial arts sort of things. I like the samurai. So reading about samurais, one of the things apparently they did before going into battle was they experienced and they faced the possibility of their death. They came face to face with their own mortality so that they could make peace with it. Because what they realized was if they were going to be peak performers, if they were going to perform at their absolute best on the battlefield, they needed to be absolutely present. They didn't need any fear that was taking their attention away from this experience in front of them to cause them to be less than they could be in that particular experience. So what I take for that, for modern life, for modern living, is I need to make sure that I don't drag around this thing called fear of death, which stops me from being fully present, which stops me from living life to its full potential. So part of my work on myself and my work with my clients is making sure that we live life fully enough so we don't have any of this regret about transitioning. I'm less likely to have issues about transitioning if I've lived fully my life now. So part of my experience and my acceptance of the inevitability of death is that I need to fully live so that I can be okay, and I am okay right in this moment to say, you know, if my clock times out in a couple of weeks, then I'm okay with that. Now, I'm okay with death. I'm obviously, or not so obviously, whatever your belief is, I'm not so cool about having an extremely painful transition towards there. Like, I'm not a madman. I'm not crazy. I don't want pain before that transition. I would love a transition, which is, you know, a peaceful transition. But I know that that death thing is there at some point. As with everything in life, a lot of the experience for us comes down to our beliefs around it. So I'm a big fan of reading different things to try and understand as much as I can about what different experiences in life might be like and what that transition experience might be like. So I've read a couple of books on near-death experience, one called Proof of Heaven, which was written by a neurosurgeon, I should say. And the second book was Dying to Be Me, a near-death experience written by, and I'm just looking at her name now, Anita Morjani, which was, she had a stage 4 cancer and then had a near-death experience and went into total remission. So again, we get glimpses of what this transition might look like. Reading Eastern philosophies, we get glimpses of what it might look like so we can start forming beliefs. So again, with beliefs, 99% of our beliefs aren't universal laws. They're not absolute facts. An absolute universal law is the law of gravity, which says regardless of my skin color, regardless of my cultural upbringing, regardless of whether I had traumas in my past, regardless of what my sexual persuasion is, regardless of what my beliefs are about anything, regardless of any of that stuff, if I step out into the air and I'm heavier than air, gravity is going to take me down. It doesn't matter what my beliefs are. There can be the full range. That's a universal law. So universal laws, you know, there might be physics laws, there might be quantum laws. Those are facts and those are truths. But everything else that we think up, we thought up, we believe is not a universal law. It's not a fact chiseled in stone. What this says for me, for myself, and again for the people that I work with is we can create a belief. I can create a belief about what a transition looks like, what death looks like for me. I can create that belief because I don't know, and there's not too many people, probably no one, that can prove with absolute certainty what happens after we transition. There's a lot of theories. There's a lot of philosophies on it, but for me personally, I don't know absolutely. But what I can do is I can create a belief which makes me feel able to have more life experience now. I can form a belief that reduces the fear of this death and dying. I can form a belief that allows me to accept the inevitabilities of life and this process of living and dying, birth and death. Like, I form beliefs that make me able to live life fully and not go through life with a fear and a reactive response to things that may threaten me, or beliefs or perceptions that I have that may threaten me. So I also, one of the books that I find was interesting was a book called The Five Top Five Regrets of the Dying by Bonnie Ware. And I've got a list of those, so I might read through them because they're quite interesting. So again, the idea of understanding what regrets might occur at the end of days causes us to have a different experience of life and might help us to make different choices in the space we have between birth and death. So the five are: I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. The second one: I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Kudos to that, love that. Three, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. Four, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. You know, beautiful reminders of how we can live life more fully so we don't have that regret at the end of day. So again, by facing up to this thing called death, we can start making choices in the now because we understand what regrets people might have as they're getting close to the end of days. And the fifth one, I wish I'd let myself be happier. So, you know, maybe rather than taking life so seriously, I could have just been a little bit more happy and chosen things that brought me joy and did things in a more playful way and live life differently. So again, I think it's valuable and of value to have a conversation around death and dying, to look at our own mortality, to look at how we're living life. And if we realize that there's a finite period to our life, are there different choices we can be making? So I really do think it's a valuable, an important conversation for us to have within ourselves and to have with other people. And again, what I've suggested practically is maybe read some books that will give you a different insight so you can start forming your beliefs around what it might look like, this death experience, this transition experience. And you might acknowledge and realize that people around you, certainly those people that are older than you and significantly older than you, are most likely going to pass away, transition, die before you do. So you start changing the relationship maybe that you have with them so you can make the most of the time they have here on the planet and be grateful for that experience. So there you go. I really had a little bit of an idea where I wanted to take this conversation before coming, but because of my own discomfort around having this conversation, I just decided to just take it in the direction that it went. So I hope that there was something within this conversation which has been of benefit for you, which causes you to look at this topic and rather than pushing it away or putting it under the carpet, like facing it full on and understanding what your beliefs are. And, you know, one way we can understand our beliefs and, you know, look to change them if they're not serving us, if they're not empowering us and they're disempowering us, is just to do some sentence completion. My beliefs about death are, and you just complete that. My beliefs about other people passing away or dying are, and start to understand what your relationship is and understand whether there's some work that needs to be done, because maybe you've got some beliefs that are setting you up to be very, very uncomfortable, which makes you extremely risk adverse, which stops you from having a full and vibrant life experience. You know, maybe fear of death stops you from flying on a plane, which stops you from traveling overseas, which stops you from experiencing other cultures and meeting different people and eating different food in different places. So again, we need to like look at our beliefs. Are our beliefs actually encouraging more life and allowing us to live a greater life experience, or are they holding us back? So I guess that's The final piece I'd like to leave with this conversation. If you'd like to have the conversation with me about this, to go deeper and to look at some of your beliefs, don't hesitate to reach out and get in touch with me. I've got a program called Processing Your Limiting Beliefs. So that might be a workshop, an online workshop that you could do to understand and unpack and process some of the beliefs that you might have around death and dying. So thank you very much for coming on this journey with me through this conversation of a topic that is a little bit uncomfortable for most of it. So thank you for joining me right until the end. If you've come all the way through to the end, kudos to you, and thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. And I hope it serves you in some way, shape, or form. So wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day, and take care.